Mishnah says to call our tailor, cook our bed in the bed. Call our tailor, we tell him to Shabbos about the family line. Very clear. Call our tailor, tell him to Shabbos. It's impossible. If somebody comes to another, tell him to Shabbos. You know, baby, you know, looks like. The top of the gears here, call our tailor, how do you tell him to Shabbos? Not cool. The top of the Rashi gears from the gears in which we have printed in our Mishnah, call it down, we tell him to Shabbos. I don't know if he gets it in the parish of Shabbos Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, call our Kalim to tell him the Shabbos. That's true, for the book. He says, the Lord has seen him call our Kalim to tell him. The two of you can any call him. You don't like the Lord, you know that. When we call him, what's the matter with the third kiss? I'm assuming you basically know what's the beginning of the book there. The third kiss used to say like a camera, expensive. Computer, expensive piece of equipment that we only use for that thing, we use it for anything else. And that thing is the other off, so they might have no use, no function. So the Rav said, oh, that's terrible. Actually, a Kli is not Muxim. But does Hastish can Kli? Because a Kli is a Kli Meister, as the public says, called Kli Meister. And on Shabbos, this thing has only one use, and that one use is only the desire to. And the desire to you can use it for. Not considered a clean. Call our Kalim, it's a brisk of us. Call our Kalim, it's all of the Shabbos. Mishkan Klee. So it's a brisk of us. He wants us to brisk of us to Talmud. You have a pen. That's about a pen. So the Talmud says that I have a pen, but it doesn't write. So the brisk of us, you have no pen. That's the rough one over here. Call our Kalim, it's all of the Shabbos. You can't use it for anything. There's no use. Not a clean. Call our Kalim, it's all of us. This is what you call a clean, not a clean. That's the yourself. That's the Aruch Hashulchan that it comes back to yourself. The Aruch Hashulchan is in Shin Ches, the end of the script called Gimel, talking about candlesticks. It's a tremendous mantra on candlesticks, Aruch Hashulchan. He says the candlesticks are like stones and rocks. Why? Kairach, Enim, Riel, and Shimel, and the Tet. They have a rule of stones and rocks, the ultimate books. The books are not a goofo. He says a Kli is only a Kli by virtue of it being functional. But in which it's absolutely not functional, it's only functional as a piece, so you can't use it for function of reason. The Nela is not functional. No, then there was a bowl, a cereal bowl. A Nela was a bowl. And it wasn't like we call it. That's the definition. But here, it's a candlestick, it can only be used for candles. The candles are hot. That's what it's not. In effect, not the distinctions, but the concept called a Kalim Nitala. These things are not Nitala, that's okay. That's the yourself.
With the
other sort of traditions that have Kalim Nitala, I feel like that's the halakha of. You can call them both,
should be called either tradition. The thing is, agree with that, that when it seems too much.
People don't comment about it, or they view it, or they don't say, I don't know if it's right compared to the Aruch Hashulchan is wrong. I don't think so. That's how people react to Aruch Hashulchan. If you were saying it again, they don't say it. Maybe it's not Kosh and Kosh, I don't know. We don't know. It's not clear, so they don't spell it out. They don't spell it out, what the whole language is. Not spell it out. Okay. Then it's in the next line of Mishnah, without so saying anymore, and Afal Pi Shein is spoken. Which is something of a plea, which is, let's say, a safe, door for a book. Sometimes, I don't know what it is, they told me it's a certain shul, and then where you live, they always put it in a safe. Safe. kind of not a very broad station. They've got to see that not a combination. That's how far they can come. It's unbelievable. So, yeah, so the snake, the door falls, the guy's opening down the Kaddish, and the Psycha Shabbos morning, all of a sudden the door falls open. So is the door open? No. Because Rashi, half a fish is closed. Lots of snakes, we tell them. We ain't done with lots of bias, she ain't telling us to do this. Because lots of bias, she ain't even a mucha, we tell them. She ain't a clee. Abel Elohim, clee, agar aviyah. So Rashi, the reason why the door of the table is called a clee, because the table is a clee, and the door is part of the table, and so it's made the door also a clee. Because this Rashi would appear, that even if this door is absolutely non-functional at this time, it's still called, it's still called the top of the Shabbos. In other words, this door is worth nothing. But whereas you see a Rashi and a Perek, Rashi can indicate differently. So look over here, oh, you're having one. Well, it's one of the rough. Kuf Kav Mem Amud Bey, the Rashi, would have gross Marashah. The Marashah is something in parentheses. With the, one second. With the Hagos Marashah, it would appear that it need that the seizures detached had some function. This is still between the two rashes. And the first one point out. Halakha Lamaika, the Mr. Brewer's makeup, and Simon Shin. Halakha Lamaika, this is what happened in my house. My house, the center shows up with us. I was just starting the room to learn about the general, all of a sudden it happened. Because we had a few came with coats, and a button fell off. Most common case, a button fell off. And the woman who's button coat, the button fell off. What's in the button? I take it, I leave it, I move it. I don't know what the name is. So, I hadn't learned the Gemara yet. I read my English book. You know, the English book, the book that there is nothing. It's got English in there, in the back. When I came out, this is it. There's one more label. Look up Bob. So I look up Bob and say, oh, boy. And Rashi here, and Rashi there, and Rashi the Brewer, and so on. Let's see the book. I'll try to tell you tomorrow night what it is. So that's it. So Mr. Brewer's maker. This is our Mishnah. Call a kale, the shed is part of it, and the shed is looked at, it's part of it, the tongue with no function. Rashi over here. Now, Hashulman is not me. And Mr. Wood is the club laminator, Hashulman is the cafe. He's not me. And look at the media around, they also do not me. Mr. Yashad is in, talks about the same issue. Of course, back and forth. So, look on the nice end. That is the map of it, which I'm the kind of thing. Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah, that's possible.
And they said if it fell over jobs, you have to do a response. You can't get it.
You must not. Good. Some of you are going to log. Shiver cameras, they have no function, whatever, period. Here the function is as soon as you attach it back to the jack. As soon as you throw the button back, you can't throw back the Shabbos, but the Shiver cameras is finished. This is put together. Okay. The Gemara says over here, is discussing the, I'm sorry. Not function at all, why did it clean? Not a clean way. Plus, you look like a vino, it's clean. Wet it. You get it. Anything. The device over here, and I've come to you from Gimel of Alice, discussing what's considered books and what's Hakal Moser, the Steve Zion is doing. He came to the top of the line of the Apple Little Moko. Up and out of the Apple Little Moko. What is that phone call? What is this one? They called the Apple Little Moko. Looks at you, put it one place, you want to move it. You want to move it. What kind of business? What kind of business? So the Alapa says it's included in the category of looks and not to sound kiss. What's that expression, by the way, looks and not to sound kiss? Nope. Yeah, if the guy who's done that film, we haven't gotten to it yet. Very interesting. The end, Kupna Zion, the last half of the sound. So, Gemara's Lashon Mukhna and Rabshin is also pronounced as our case. So it means it's a similar idea. Later on, Gemara talks about Master Gadol Yosheshon operation. Big item to put in one place. Yeah. There are more in the Simon Chin Kess, Sif Alish. Said, the same applies to Kalim Aholim with Kol. You have Kalim to, they're not your own personal use, but for wholesale, only you want to sell it. There's also a thing of Muk to Nachma Kisar Kis. So the Rav Shimonar says that, depends. Kol is absolutely up. Even if you're selling, you're selling a cup, of course, it's time to show you and I can use it all the time. So you can start a cup anyway. Why? It's not the selling gift. You never go near. You would never let your family member or yourself handle it. It's a big pleasure. You can't afford to talk to the time of the inventory of your own personal thing. Look at what way you can't do it. That is one of the things you can't do. Whereas, Shulchanah perhaps says, Luke's mouth is sour kiss, which is not the use of the sour. It's only other if it's also a cliche of Rapalese. It's a very important point. People ask me, I have a crystal decanter worth $500. Fancy China. I'm going to use that on Shabbos. Luke's mouth is sour kiss. No. The sour kiss, like we said before, sour kiss means that it says no use. Why no use? Because it may be the real use is for Yitzhak. And you would never use it for anything else because you're afraid of the extraordinary financial loss. The Mela over here, where your main use is for Hetzer, alright, you take a chance. Never use it. What are the principles of Canton going to do for you? But you take a chance on a Shabbos, you bring it out, hoping no one will break. That's not considered Mukhtamah Kisarki. It's a very important result. That's how I understood it. The Shemir Shabbos of Masa, he quoted the same thing, the Shemir Shabbos. But he explained it in a funny way, which I think is correct. If you look in the Terek HaNukza with the Terek Kop, he quotes what I just said. Funny explanation. He says, called the boy a car erash, or maybe the shimush ha'oster v'shabbos. Oh, that's the result. That's exactly the result. The Bible explains, Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he quotes Tosa Shabbos, he says, the came into his face, harte tamid the Yisur. Kodo shalachal Yisur, mikoram ve'am akhtadat v'minei. The gamble for seven kids, the machas came, makhtadat v'minei. Also, we gamble to a group of makom. That's hard for the baby. Okay, good. He doesn't know about all the halakha there on the shulchan. You have someone argue, he begs the haggis. The whole loop shot, right? He's not saying, he says, half touch, well, I'm saying now it's based on the shulchan. They have to have some kind of use. And here the main use is first, so there's no secondary use. The male is letters. You understand why you're all right from. He doesn't kind of understand that way. He just knows the book to look. Why is it more common? Because there are two elements. Okay. Interestingly, I just don't think that's a shot. I'll tell you what I think is the correct shot. But an interesting thing, when you think about the life of this place, it's a serious problem. Well, I don't know what else to say. The Pope don't understand what I'm saying. I don't know if it's true. What's in this film? You know the whole shot in the Shemara. Film the Shabbos. Why is it the life? Because it's all left on a chair, and it happens all the time. You move this film. Oh. So his tefillin, Dina, please come back with Issim. Also a problem. Sakhali, there are more. He has the kashas, which always bothered me here, but no longer days. So he and love and have tefillin, but I look for Makhish and Sarah kids. I love the police from Lakhali, because he can't wait to leave out there. Or the Makhish, or the Tamash, or the Shushi, which are out there. He's going to sell it. But that means they don't, they're not going to be springing up. Instead, they literally quote, look to toast the Shabbos, and the Shabbos answers, Kits you are told, Eshach Adon, the Kalan, the Dag, Achas, the Bisur, and look, so, right? So therefore, it's behind the reality now, the film has been a lack of Lisha Mafu Yisra. Lo Mafu, the Mux Mafas, Kisar, and Kit. What's the Vaya for Kal? Because Kits you are told, the Mux Mafas, the Shlo, the Torah, the Klal, with Klisha Mafu Hepe, we'll see later, shown him that the Gemara, if you can't move it at all, even, you cannot move it, Shlo, the Torah, the Klal, for no reason. For no reason. The famous, the rubber name. That's former famous. Yeah, what's he saying over here? I'm going to toss the Shabbos and the Shitabas. Well, I never looked at the Shabbos. He bought two toss the Shabbos and the Shitabas. He's never seen understanding. You know, you start piling up, like piling on theories. Well, first of all, it's clear it's more common. And then it's clear it's even more common. And then it's clear it's even more common. So you know, it's piling on one thing after the other. The mail that went. Really, let's take the power on, and then the male understand. That's not how we understand. But the way I explain it, yeah, that's why I jump into the same person. But the way I explain it, namely, that if you can't use it, the primary use is the issue, and you have no other use, the male use, there's no cosmic cloud, then his parents would seem to be very problematic, don't they?
Why is it
their first? The spill is considered coverage. You mean the bottom of the parashah?
The spill as they are.
Good question. Bottom. Bottom.
Because that's the thing
that's
supposed to be
more than that. Right, that's a good question. You have to read the spill. It's meant to be open up and read. Yeah.
Why do you need the
covered. Covered is a question that I would not be able to. So he says, from his island to the different test. Okay, so Levi is telling that those are very based on your own assumption to begin to weird soon. And B, the whole thing is, even assuming the assumption is very shredded out. I was wondering, what type of Shlomo Zalman? Came to Levi Shem Tzilin, the Shabbos, Pashuk Derech Malvush, we got put to Levi Shem, the Shabbos, and Turei Nafshe, more of it, more beta. If you're afraid of Ganovin, or you're afraid of Tzilin, you're being stolen from the moon. What does it mean? The God of Nesha, actually, is Lamed Behen Bidei Tzilin, to learn about the, therefore, even though we consider Klisha Mafu Yisra because Dama Levitsa Dossim Shabbos, nevertheless, Mux Mafu Sarn Kis Mi Elohavi, Kevin Shaoso, Hashim 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 I don't know. Very likely this is the Emes Teres, but it could come out going to that, and it's not out there. So we don't go around giving film lessons, you know. That's all. No. And don't wear the Turei Nafshe, you say? I don't know, it's really not enough for this traveler. I don't know. I guess it's a good notion. I don't know. The cast is very good. I've never seen it in Paris. But it's certainly better when it's filmed before Shabbos, so it should be in the way. Yeah. Does that mean that
you are afraid
you need
something else because you lose all that
reverence?
That's
about
feeling,
and people
don't need something
else because the monitor is
the reverence.
That's not the reason. That's not how the reason is. The Tzarkus is a term of view. Other reason, you don't use it because of the Tzarkus. That's true. It's not as if it's a dark reference on this. Okay. Fine. Now, interestingly, the Pulse can say, like, please, should you put the sorrow, you don't even use the sorrow kids. Let me explain that. I don't know, I haven't scored 10 cents. I have 1,000 of them tucked away in the sorrow. I want to use one of them. Can't do it.
You
can use 10 cents because it's for you for the sorrow. That's it. Now you don't, it's not true. What? You pay to the same, that's what it means. That's the thing. Oh, you're talking about karma discipline. Different story, food. How food is different story than food is different for Catholic for a number of reasons. We don't know exactly why. I think the food is more calm and kale in general. Second of all, some folks would say that food, well, a person that is totally out of his mind. That's what they're supposed to be showing, the rations of them. You never know, I'm going to be hungry, you know. That's the part of the puzzle. Two distinctions. Okay. Now, this idea of Yachad Lul Mokom, what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, and Sharpi, and the Simon Shinyu, and the Kachim Yates, you get that one specific question. So now you put one corner of the house, and then it moves. That's Yachad Lul Mokom. However, part of Shad is that it only applies again to Klishim Lachaliyasim. Same as looks on the same case, only applies to Klishim Lachaliyasim. So one would think that same applies over here. The Chazanish is not. Chazanish is based on the Gemara in Dr. Mehr Beis that you need to block what happens. You have one place for it. By definition, it's a good what's the definition of a plea? A plea is a plea, my friend. And this is mentioned in the author of the plea. Plea is a double habit alpha. So this is a Russian and a Kabbalah. Well, double habit alpha. Which has never moved around. You're in the plea, you're not going to happen. And you, for one great reason, want to say you want to move. That would be, look, I'll give it up to the master of Kamina. Say not Kamina. Not Kamina. No commentary. Say a painting on a wall. Never moved. We have woman never moved. So, book there, Shabbos. I wasn't Shabbos, it was a child. It was during the week, but whatever happened on Shabbos, one of my kids took the painting and there was a glass frame and everything, and all of a sudden I come in and it's on the. Not that it's not good on how it looks, but the painting was sort of this kind of an angle. So, before my wife came in and saw the whole kid with the end of it, I had to move it back so she put more or less straight. What would that happen on Shabbos? Put the chazanish we often do. Yachad Lul Mokom. One day. Never move. For years, I didn't move. From that day, I could, Mishnah Ramosha Mekko. Quarterly in the later. The Ramosha Hall was, no, what kind of business is this? Yachad Lul Mokom means that the double.
It's not that
we said in the beginning,
it should be asked. Should be asked about it. Should not be asked. The reason why Yachad Lul Mokom is really a problem because there's also some Marcus Rupert. It's been something so important that we have no use for, so we can't use it at all.
Well, it's not the same reason, but similar reason. We said it from the rug. A clear is a clear mice. A clear is a different status of condition. It's not a condition that a clear is, it's not a vitata. So that's the argument of it is vitata. You haven't moved in 5 years. That's the question. The Chazanish of the Gemara, let's say this far. Let's be Gemara. We have to look around one thing. If you want to look at Chazanish of it, and see then give up the question of design. And Gemara is from Akilas Hassan. And here it is. No, please do. Okay. You know the history of Muksa? We have a famous there, and after everything, you know, Mata slowly but surely. I said, come on, Kufka became a lot of day. The Mekaris of Mishnah says in Mekaris Kabdala, a lot of days, that this is the right of the Rambam. The Rambam is 3 reasons for Muksa, famous Rambam. 3 reasons for Muksa. What are 3 reasons for Muksa? One, you'll turn out house upside down shop. You know, one move the furniture here and there, and it won't be Nimsa Shalosh Shabbat. Two, Nimsa Shalosh Shabbat. The wife come home for a long week at work and then you know, Shabbat said, honey, would you mind moving the couch to this side of the house and the sofa to this side and the chair to this side and the column to this side? You know, and then move it up. This is Shalosh Shabbat. That's Shalosh Shabbat. Yes. Two, because around, they may come doing some malach. Handling, collectively, you know, handling for some certain time, they may come there and do malach. And three, he's unemployed. Well, they did a karabacha. So, Shalosh Shabbat, Shavisa, and he carried. He died working, you know, the father had to $6 shoe for the carrot. Never goes to lose. Never goes to lose. He's unemployed. No, famous in terrorists from around. Keep shot around. Because of the Kavis and Mishnah. These three hands shot and fit him around this whole sugi. The Gemara first makes a distinction between Gufa and Mekama and Mekama and Mekama. Because of the Kavis and Mishnah, fits him with the first carrot around. All this moving things around is only the common of sale. Google McCullough, the limit to what you can do. So therefore, they made you to move certain things with the Google McCullough, and I make common of sale. But this is the definition that would limit your activity. Number two, the one distinction between Klish and Lapa has a monopoly. First of all, the second is in the Rama. Klish and Lapa is the chance you may have to do a Malapa, and Lapa has a very monopoly. Three, the Gemara, at one point they took you here, took you a whole discussion that a matzah shall shnei or dying, or shnei the other, or the other. Otherwise, what's the problem with that? So the Kavis Mishnah suggests, in these cases, the Tircha Meruba, and there would be no shvi for the carrots. But it's only one hand and one person, so it's not really hard work. Therefore, it would still be considered a shvi for the carrots. In fact, it's not. Moving things require two hands or two people to lift. This is again, all to explain different stages along the way of the style of the relatives. The riding, of course, is the whole Rambam off the wall. We got to know the Gemara. The Gemara is in the next hour, Rambam is a Zera, Shus, a Zera, Mishim Hotso. This is the Kerat Mishnah. Rambam is not Allah. Why is it not Allah? Look. Why is it not Allah? What? You're right, you said. Why Beisham, right? Now the Ran says basically tomorrow, the total Shalola Torah Klal is us, I mentioned before. For no reason, you can't do it. However, the Ran limited to the kind of Kevin that you're also the kind of the Kevin. So the Rambam said to Pharaoh that only those Kelim that were up with Van Achelia were, you can't move, but other Kelim are moving. So I just remember when I mentioned to Rob said, you can't move, you have a nervous habit. Just the table won't move, from here to there, and nice to there. What about Bobby? I was like, that's crazy, you told me. I look at him, still have a cough. What is the favorite from that? No, the chum is good. There's only a chum that's good that was supposed to be Zainatani. Well, it says lowest book would be Zainatani. What exactly lowest book? Zainatani, there was a certain chum that wasn't what I said. Zainatani, lower the mission was there. Exactly. Slow she can't tell the Shabbat. The Tzorah was there, the Zumash was the finish of the day, the stock of the Kaddish of Gavi Yashuva. It's a fork. Four and a knife, exactly what it looks like. I tried to point out. This is a screwed cup and gold that's in the circle. The total cup came another day. I tried to point out that that was certainly much. That was a super amount from the stove. The culture of the can of lava that people from Shiva is toasted to Korah, to Sophia, to Hayu, to Tatum, how did they eat? So this Baal Rosamond said, that was crazy. Some is good. You should move around. But we have a lot of whatever, some other clear on the house, not with space food. Chair. Well, we should move the chair up and I'll read. That's a problem I understand. I was taken aback at what the Rav talking about. I mean, the Rav knew about the rat. I found out, the Rav had a Rambam. The Rambam used to say, as Mr. Brewer points out, Mr. Brewer calls us from the sun. He's a Sabrisker from the Mr. Brewer calls us. The Gemara has the following case. Okay. הישנה מתעכבת בלתנה בלילה שבת השבת והחדש של שבת ומות השבת לא ריאקשן זה לא קצת קצת רונג קודיקש כמו מעט קודם
תפסים בסדר, אבל בבוד השלו לסדר כלל זה רק רק זה רק משנה את הגיר זה רק משנה זה לא נכון לצל את זה לא ראה את זה
Partially. But thou depend upon that there should be no common use, no common use. In other words, wine 10%, 20%, you know, those are the problem. So the common use of heter, even if it's a minority, the migatamotzi, then I would say it's the creature not for heter mamish, and there's no restriction. Mishnah Rishon Gilov has no such to that time. Okay? Give a zero on some cargo. Now, what does the Torah do for me? Either you need it, the famous example, like the hammer to crack up, or I saw the function. The Torah says in Nafsana, that any use is considered, for example, giving a chosen, matonah, to give light, to give a candlestick for the chosen. The same tradition, Rosh Hashanah. This is one of the Rosh Hashanah. I was very good. But I'm often supposed to give it to Rosh Hashanah. And then it's Rosh Hashanah. The guy gives a guy a present to get married, ridiculous. The guy says, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's called the Rosh Hashanah. But still, it's before that. Still, it's before the Rosh Hashanah. No? Have you heard that question? Have you heard that question at all? Never heard of it? Nobody ever heard of it. Finish your family. A Rosh Hashanah. Shank of the present. Then you can say it's considered a Torah Gufo. You know what we said at the beginning of the Torah Shulchan, but it's the Nachs Sarkis, the Eighth of Avon, forget it. What's the problem? Thomas, the Shabbanar, said to me, you want to use a plate. I leave a table for on the table. I leave a pen, a steak on the table. Pen is supposed to be speaking about what happens, it is, we use it for other things, move things around, whatever. So therefore, I want to get out of the way, and I want to serve lunch. There's a little way to try, move it away. Now that I'm having to be valid, what if it's in my way? I want to get to something else, and it's in the way. That's also considered Torah Kutol, basically Gemara, later on. But, what if it just bothers me? I always don't like it, you know? I ate all the meals, and my son can't put a pen on the table. I'm sitting alone, there's nobody on the table. But it bothers me, Shabbat, the pen on the table. I'm going to walk in. Think what's going on here. Rabbi Gadol Chavrusha Torah. All my skill is directed at him. So, it bothers me. I don't know. My wife doesn't like a pantry. It just doesn't look right. You know, it's messy. So the Shmir Shabbos and put no smoke dollar here. It's very long discussion. It's not so simple. Not so simple. It's very, I don't know. Thank you. Well, that's what finished off the coma. Just getting out of the way. They want to use it to do anything else on that spot. That's the remark. The other, and the other side is very active, so I close it before. Okay. Next question. Today I'll offer the microphone. Please show me the is this wood with our group on? Because I can take a hammer and I can crack nuts. What if I have a nutcracker? I have a nutcracker. Well, I think I want to take the hammer. Okay, you use the hammer. May I take the hammer when I have enough time? What's the show? What term do you come to 21 years in? This din of the Kalish of Alasko, the Easter, remove the Tsar of the group of Akamas, what? Put the Tsuya. The Revelation of Shaharim. And the civil league says, the dinner is mutter to move a flea, shall not fully enter. The sorrow of Rupa will come out. It's only if you have no other flea. He says, the flea shall not fully enter, shall not fully enter, shall not fully enter, shall not fully enter, shall not fully enter. Awesome. Okay, so 1:30, first of all. Look. It occurred to me that this too might be dependent upon what we said earlier. What do I mean? If you don't have the Rambam of the Shashi may do Malacha, then I would say that it's the Mishnah Berurah's right. The Machmir right. Why take a chance? Chazal asked you to use a kli, Shalmachus, may do Malacha. They gave you a break at Tosh Rupa. They gave you a break. But if it's possible to do it out without, it's better to do it out. Nothing smaller than Mishnah Berurah's right. However, if you hold like the other Rishon that we said earlier, that what's the chapter should not be, it's not really a Tzvi Maisa, right? Not such a great Tzvi Maisa. Therefore, the Tzvi Maisa is with the wine, and now that he's moving, it's called the Tzvi Maisa. And if the word goes there, so if I'm using the right hand of the hammer to crack nuts, it's because it is a Tzvi Maisa. The man is the same Tzvi Shavak will happen. A Tzvi Shavak will be used at the moment that I'm using a bad word. It's the same Tzvi Shavak will happen. But the whole difference is that the Klisha Vakra is not considered so much of a Kli Maisa. But while you're actually using it for Hekta, all these so that it's considered. It occurred to me that this too might be dependent upon what we said earlier. What do I mean? If you don't have the Rambam of the Shashi may do Malacha, then I would say
that it's the Mishtabur is right. The Machmir is right. Why take a chance? Chazal asked me to use the Kuli Shemachus and Medu Mulam. They gave you a break, it's our group. They gave you a break. But if it's possible to do it out, it's better to do it out. Nothing smaller, Mishtabur is right. However, if you hold like the other Rishonim that we said earlier, that what's the Chakri Shemachus? It's not really a Kuli Maisa. Right? Not such a great Kuli Maisa. Therefore, the Tzorach group is Mutta wide, and now that he's moved, it's called the Kuli Maisa. And if there were Joseph, nope. So if I'm using right now the hammer to crack nuts, it is a Kuli Maisa. No matter what's the same Kuli Shemachus will happen. A Kuli Shemachus will use it at the moment that I'm using it bad there. It's the same as the Kuli Shemachus will happen. But the whole difference is that the Kuli Shemachus is not considered so much of a Kuli Maisa. But while you're actually using it for hetter, all these so that it's considered Kuli Maisa totally. And therefore, I would say that the Kuli Shulchan is right. Should be hetter gamma. Only one problem. That is the Torah Makom. What my Oma Allah, attributed to the other Rishonim against the Rambam, well, what's that little Torah Makom? What the Rambam is Tama Kula. What the Rambam was Torah Kula Makom of Utah. Don't give me a break. Well, I had a shot. The reason why it's what the Tzav Kufa Zav loves us, that we don't consider so much a Kli Maisel when you view it objectively. But now that you're using it, if I have to, we consider it a Kli Shema Kula, I have to, this moment, Kli Maisel is this moment. That explains the Tzav Kufa, not explain the Torah, the Koma. So we have to say shot, like I said to your Rambam, okay, they gave you a break. I'm all on that in the Koma, we have to say they gave you a break. And it could be the Chinese, the Machlokes, well, this break, you know, the Hutra is clear. What kind of break did they give you? To move it to the Makoma. The Hutra is clear. I don't know. The Bhagavad Gita is an interesting Shaila. I have a thing. I have a chair, and I want to move the chair inside this, not a chair. I have a hammer. And I left the hammer out in the backyard. It's starting to rain, and I get rusty. I'm full of shtick. I remember I went to Yeshiva, and Rebbe talked to me. You have nuts, you want to crack nuts, you have. All of a sudden, develop a pirate of nuts. And they take out some walnuts. And they take the hammer, probably your backyard, and crack a walnut. Leave a walnut, like he hates walnuts. He'll eat one walnut. I beat to stay down. Do what he said. You can't drink rice. So the Kavachomer, okay. So the Bava Nagram said it's mutter. He said, I am Kuf Kav Dalam today. You know, Bava Nagram is one of the most cryptic written svarim. Only because of the Bava Nagram is more cryptic, so we forget the Bava Nagram. Notes. Right, notes. Okay. So, what did he say? Was he quoting Gemara? Put him up to Hashem and all people with all Gemara, Shalmi, etc. The kids are, he'd make it. Now, what if a guy takes the hammer, the Tzorah Gufa, to crack it up, and he finishes cracking it up, and the nut is right here on the table. Was he placed the hammer down on the table? Or may he move it back to the closet of the walls? So the Mechaber's maker, called Mashim the Gemara, who comes out of the house. Well, the Gemara points out directly the Gemara. The question, to what extent is it taken a flaw? What happens if you was Hissel B'Issim? You moved the Kli Shemachus of the Easter B'Issim. Now it's over with the cover. He didn't know. He heard already, excuse me, he heard out of here and here. He can move a hammer on Shabbos. He moves a hammer for no reason. The question is, what are you doing? What are you doing? Must I drop it right now? Must I drop it? Don't have, must I drop it out? Called China or anything. Must I drop it or may I move it now to the closet? To China, yeah. So the Machlok, the Mogan Avram is Lava Gon. Mogan Avram is Makil, and the Lava Gon is Maki. Here's the Gemara Lama Hamid Beis. Remember the case of the Gavai, the Chazan HaKnesset, with the Hatsotsu, they gave him a few minutes extra to, when you hit a shofar, you can pull them up for a minute. So they gave him another minute to put the shofar and the Hatsotsu down in place. Yeah. What's the shot? The Chosh B'Yasin. Our Samaq goes in, since the prayer from Dalat on the Shabbos, since mukhs exemption on tzar, and on tzar only is akira ba'anacha b'yisr, ha'yadua. So he did the akira b'hekher, or b'shagig, or whatever. But then, the Shabbos points out, if he stops still, and then he keep going, what it is. We always assume once he picked it up, he can keep going. Because if the loveness of the Osamech is correct, in my case, I stopped. So that means he stopped. He was bad. So I don't know if you follow, this is the loveness, yeah? There's a whole discussion about it. Shabbos, on Shabbos, I'll speak in that Flamin. I'm not going to go into the book of the study. Not a question about Bris Mila, who do the night, so there's always five thoughts about it. I don't move the knife away, but that's the most important concern case. Some say, it doesn't matter, it's the heck. Others say, no, it's clear, it's not what you're preaching about, the Easter, you move the Torah, you move the Torah, the Tiltah shall happen. Yes, the Tiltah shall Easter, the same because matter, the Malach of the Raisa, of Bris Mila, it's matter is too, but it's Bethias. Therefore, maybe you have to drop the knife. Some says, 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 some okay. So this is a look at the puzzle. I'm not going to go into this. Look, even over the puzzle, sugi that ran on the road. Not for now. But the Kivayah claims, though, that this is the nachlokas between the Balamor and the Rashbo. If you look, I can talk briefly, and go to the whole sugi that Kupnun Dal on the base. It's hard to explain it. I have to learn from you. But it's not so clear to the truth. Look up the Gemara, I'll tell you why it's not so clear. Fine. Moses says in the Lamed Vav, in the Sugya of Chatzotra, the Chatzotra is causing the Melechas Heker Ma'at. A little bit. And then with the Machlokes from Shimon and Yud. I've gone through almost the whole Shia, I'm not going to take these two names, on purpose. Everybody knows, learned their Beit, everyone knows Machlokes from Shimon and Yud. I mentioned it very briefly. But that tells us, I'm trying to bring a right from the Tosas on that Lamed Vav. There's no establishments at all with Asa L'Chulian. What do you sell? You weren't made a big deal about this. I mentioned before, Chesarkis Lav Davka. Chesarkis means there's nothing you can do with it, because it's expensive. Well, literally, there's nothing which is no Melechas Heker. It's not expensive, it's not Mitzchara, it's not Miachat Mokum. There's just nothing you can do with it, only one thing you can do with it, and that's Issa. So the Rav said, based on his Tosis, an absolute looks, again, it's a Rav, again, the offer Shulman Tisot. Without, not expensive, and it's not for business inventory, and not in one place, still us. But Kivega said so, and Jushu Chiddush, Mem Zayin, Abinei says so, Aruch HaShulchan says so, with the candlesticks, and the Chazanish says so. I'm sorry? Mostly everything, most almost everything has Yichus. But let's say Louis Tsuyin, that you have the... Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to say, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir.
And also
has to take that's not a plea, that's not a plea. Now, the Gemara is over here, to finish the problem. The Gemara is over here, on Kuf Chav Dala and Ala, it says that Meducha Sheyesh Bo Shum. That's a Meducha, the grinder, and Shum has Gargan. The Rashi Kuf Chav Gimel, the same Gemara is quoted, says it's a Klish and Lachal Yisra. Meducha is really right. But, when you're using it for Heker, then it's Mut. What does that mean? It means like this. But we saw this before. Klish Shemalach Iser is not called a Klish such a Klish Meiser. You would objectively say it's not a Klish Meiser. You usually don't do anything Shul Heter with it. But at the moment that you're using it for Tzvar Heter, then it's Mutter. Because why? Because then it's functioning as an entire. Meducha sheyesh pashum. Meducha's primary use is to grind. It's also used for storage. Yesh pashum is a storage use. If it's wooden, it's a pot. Also say a pot that they should not it's used primarily for cooking, but it's used for storage. The Kishon must recommend it would be in effect mutter at that moment. Because we're holding an empty pot on Shabbos, you're sharp. So it's usually the tzolch get out of the way. So,
what's the
time to say?
What's the time to say?
Tell them get out of the way. Usually big pots in the way, I guess. No, more than that. You can't function in the kitchen. Not that they don't like it around. You can't put the you have a very big kitchen. In my kitchen, you put a one pot on the counter, that's the end. Okay, but the Rashi goes a step further. And the Rashi says that you can take any item and put a kikar on top of it and make it mutter l'tavla. Meducha sheyesh bo shum, the Rashi, not a pshat I said. I said, I love this on meducha sheyesh bo shum. But the Rashi, that's not a lot. I mean, the Rashi is a different problem. That anything which has a kick on top of it, you can move. And he quotes Ida Kafa de Gemara, what? Anu kikir akinet ela lemeis lubad. Yeah, says the Rashi. A meis is like eitz and amon, if it's muksnachas gufo. Other muksnachas gufo is kikir would work. But Kalen shall look so. Then the kikir would work. Ah, good. Excellent. Good. But the Mechaber today said only Klisha Melacha Yisim. He quotes his Rashi. Only Klisha Melacha Yisim. For the Rashi and Tshuva, quoted by the Beis Yosef, would appear that he brought the Tvarech Hassan Kis. It would clear. Well, all love this is not a clear say. Okay, so I'm not all love this. So the Rav's love this to my daughter, that's true or not. Well, the Mechaber would say nice shot, I think. Klisha Melacha Yisim. Right? And we put a kicker on top of it. Kicker on top is ridiculous. What does that do? So far, but the fact that put a kicker on top of it means that the Jewish man is serving as a basis, the base, for this kicker. Now there are two functions. The primary basic function is the grind, whatever it is. Now it's serving also as a base, sort of artificially, but nevertheless, as a base for the challah. And you're carrying the challah by carrying the grinder. And it's like a Kalila Shemishnam, it's called a Heter. Perhaps. The other disagree, one second. That's ridiculous. That's not considered a Shamsh. It's crazy. The grinder has its garlic. That's considered a Shamsh because garlic belongs in a grinder. But what do you who are you fooling? You put a piece of bread out, it's like out of a grinder. You can carry the raw bread, which weighs 1 pound, they count a 5 pound grinder. I mean, it's some sugar. So if I say it doesn't work, it's true. And others say, no, it does work. You know, it's crazy, but it works. That's enough like.
I'm sorry, did that also explain
that
it's not, but
in this,
I
want to put
a red eye
and
what does
happen,
and
any chances
out of your
character. That's the question. That's legitimate, fake, fraud. Just one more brief point that's going to play. I'm going to refer to it now. I'm not going to go into it later. In Kuf Kom Dal and Bay, it talks about Shiva Kale. Famous with the Shiva Kalim. What an interesting expression. What's Shiva Kalim? Mar Sava Mukhanu, Mar Sava Nolo. Rosh Hashanah Gemara. It's not well said, we've shown what it means. But the mean of the Agam HaKhoz of Shiva, we haven't discussed yet. You all know from your various learning acceptance. That's what was that? One shot? Yeah, one shot. Well, no. Mar Sava Mukhanu, Mar Sava Nolo means like this. Means that means that everyone agrees. See, Rashi the Gemara is strange. Masa Mukhtu Masa Dolor. She said Masa Mukhtu Masa Dolor. She said Masa Dolor. Also Masa Dolor. Mukhtu. If we everyone agrees that Dolor is awesome. Some say Shiva Kalim is not called Noah, it's called Mukhan. You said before Mukhan Agavimo. You mean Nafkamina, if you're like Gavi Yehuda, let's say Yantif, if you're Nafkamina Gavi Yehuda, what would it be? מחלוק כמו על הגרום, על הפעד, על הגרום חדניש, נער תקפיד נקס, ביוק אם היה אצלנו כמו כל דבות, כל הדבר, זה אבא של הסוף, זה סבר את זה, לא רצו נער, כמו אני מקרא, אז זה סבר מן גיבל של קודש ודלת, he said something in the Irish Shabbat tomorrow to remember the thousand, the moment of love. But anyway, the time to stop that. The next time I want to go start a little bit on Kuhlma Pain and Gaze, the sugi of how do you make something which is mukta and non-mukta? On the local lines of a stick, a cabbage or whatever, it's my so a stick and you want to use it on Shabbos, how do you make it bucha? I'll start with that, and then Wednesday afternoon. The discussion over here, how do you make something which is really muksa into non-muksa? Be muksa start with. How do you, what do you do? So, tell us there's a three or four way sphere. What do you, what exactly is the sugi of your cook cafe? It's also sugi that now. But the sugi. Tosas seems to come out of Maskana, the top tosas over here, so Hamid Bey, that there are a number of different Madragas, number of different levels. We'll try to see if we can figure out what they're talking about. Talking about, first of all, a Kisui Chavis. So first of this process is called Kisui Chavis, Kisui Akelin. For that it's enough to put it on. You have a, something, a board or something. You just put it on top of the barrel and it becomes a cover. Comes a pot cover, comes a barrel cover. Instead of putting it down automatically. That's number one. Number two, you have what's called, it's called a nidbach shel evan. You have a row of stones which are polished and wear off. And for this, you need a, what's the toast called, a meister kolderu. That's just putting it down right enough, but to do something with it. But a meister kolderu would be sufficient. What's a meister kolderu? It's also that's called shifshif. What's the super shifshif, remember the Gemara? Go in and polish them. By polishing and fixing and showing how just leaving them in the supply house for future construction, for heavy construction. Now you're trying to polish them for immediate use, that would be considered another madrig. Other cases we have, other kinds of kisuya kelim, which are not for a chavis, but other kinds of kelim, they also require a maisa gomu. Maisa gomu, another madrig. So basically it's also three things, three elements. Sometimes it's enough to have nothing, just put it down, enough to put it down to where it's going to function. Sometimes you have to have maisa koldu, sometimes you have to have a maisa gomu. Let's think about the details. It's not important right now, what the second details are. And of course, one inami and tosis is in a fourth category. What's the fourth category? Charay al shaldeka. It's what also in the sugi earlier. We need yeshiva. We need yeshiva. Sit on it. So you see, you have these branches. You sit on it. You just sit on the branch. That itself makes it into a chair. Now, this is very confusing. Like, why should you need this? Why should you need that? What's it all about? The Ramban over here in the Muhammad's. Something very interesting. So like this, along the line of Tosfos, whatever it makes misvara. So like this, you cannot give something which is not a kli, a Torah's kli, unless you do what's called a mitzvah gomel. So Gemara the next time. The Gemara says, at the end of the sugya, left after left sugya in the parak, Rushiyesh Torah's kli aleya, the Russian of the Gemara, Kuf Chavav of the day. So the Ramban says, the one of them is called Torah's Kli, you need a Maisa Gomel. Again, I'm not going to go into details now, I'm going to go through all the sugyos. What exactly is a Maisa Gomel? A significant action done to the favorite itself called a Maisa Gomel. However, in the sugyo over here in Kuf Chavav, there is the Ramban HaKiddush. Now we're not talking about making it to a Kli. We're not giving it a Torah's Kli. Not a Torah's Kli, should be awesome. So the famous yisrael, everything in the world is mukta, unless it's either a person, or food, or a tree. As we spoke about the beginning of the shiur last time, the kol hakel nitalon. The first mission tells us what higher the gears to explain in the middle of the world, that if it has to be considered a kli, and if it is not considered a kli, so what? It has to be a kli, if it's not a kli, it's automatically considered mukta. So that's the Ramban's kashya, it's not a kli, it's not even it. So Ramban is an exception. It's an exception. Every rule is an exception. You said before you came ready, it's an Adam, an Ophel, or a Kli, it's an exception. It's the exception. Even though it's not an Adam, an Ophel, or a Kli, it's
Still, if you're miyachid it, for use, you can move it. So Rambam says it, the Farish in the Machalas, I'm sorry I don't have it with me, keep on to what the... You look at the Machalas in this time. So the Chazanish says, Siman and Beis, but Dalet, you know, so you don't find it anywhere in Shas, except one place. Where's one place? Oh, Siman Beis. Siman Beis says that you have Ofer, Efer, different things like this one. And you put it aside, the Yachal and the Lot was the Ofer, or the Mitzvah has Efer, and he puts it aside. That's what he said, that's the only precedent of the Shas. I thought there's another precedent for it. No? Yeah? What is that? The expression, what's it what's talking about? Oh, that's what I thought about. So need to eat another last soccer, such as one base. So need to eat another last soccer. Which means if you ordinarily have a jacket and which is meant for wearing. I don't want to take this jacket and use it instead of a hole. I can do it. It's different. I'll lose my jacket, it's my business. But there's no problem. If I ate some and yonkers, you don't be allowed to use it. It's just for firewood. Still, if you want to use the eight to pop up the door, to pop up a pot, well, you can't do it. Why? But then the way to metal has suck. Take the line of gimmick. Let's look at the sugar with the old details. Sorry?
That's from you, the Rapture?
I'm trying to stay away from those two people. Right?
No, it's neither. We stay very far from
them.
You know?
That's
coined
up from the family. No. Nechemia, I have to mention it from Nechemia. And Nechemia's in general, that's true. But okay. And the semi-old, if I have a plea, any plea, I have a jacket, I want to use it. You're right, the semi-old holds it, that's true. Even a jacket, it couldn't move around. In case if I have a jacket, I need a jacket, throw up a hole in the floor, and the semi says, no. Call a kale, lonely tone, elo, the tzorek, because the mark says, the tzorek come, the tzorek come, you could lay. That's in the semi. We need a jacket in the semi.
Yeah,
look carefully, just look at the Beitel on the Gimel, just look at the Tosis there, the Ramban there. But there's a present for this theory, what a Raiva, I mean, the Rosh Bot, the Raiva on the second day on the Gimel. It means like this, it really ate Sima Mutsa. It's not Ophel, it's not Odom, it's not Kri. I can use it in Yom Kippur, very nice, you can use it. What do you mean you can use it? Why can you use it? It should really be Mutsa. It's a special dispensation, if you will. You have to be able to light a fire. So Chazal gave you a break. You can use it for this.
It's
not something that requires to turn. No, because Eitzim, well, yeah, to a certain extent, yes. I mean, if you have Eitzim in the far off wilds, it will be considered Muksa on the ground of Tengim Lane. And the Roy and the Mukhan and the Shim and Yuda, again, I don't want to go into that now. But if you have regular firewood lying in your fireplace, and you want to use those Eitzim in your fireplace, you want to use it to cut up a pot or cut up a door because the door's collapsing, you can't do it. Suppose one day we even pass the Lala. And basically, this is so. It's a special dispensation. You can move it even though it looks so you can still move it. So it seems to be another idea. What's the common denominator of all these cases? It's not a kli. It's a special hetter miyuchad. Special hetter. Special hetter.
Without using a svara that stam gets stam das maybe you the door.
You may have to cut the door. The door collapsed in the other. You didn't expect the door to collapse. It was in the fireplace. You wanted to
the fireplace.
No, I'm saying that starting to come on, there are young people that are first to have that 18 for the first fire. Doesn't matter. If I have a jacket, I want to use my jacket to wear. If something a hole below, I want to stuff up the hole. I didn't have a mind to use the jacket for the hole. It doesn't make it anywhere else.
That's because the jacket is a clear enemy.
That's what I'm trying to explain. That's exactly the point. But 18 below there, movable on the other, they're not called a jacket. It's not what they're
supposed to do.
Right. Well, now the cleaver is moving with everything. Is the exceptional case? Good. Very good. So same, same thing. But there are certain exceptions. Although we ordinarily say the only reason which the person that offers a clea is an exception. In this exceptional case, is it because the sugya could pop in right here on bad, or the sugya based on that case with the a for the offer, or lam and gimel if you legitimate another sukkah, all these cases are some tzad shavu shemen. but they're not considered a kli, and it's still a special heter of tefillin. But because of these things are so exceptional, it's limited to this particular case. Now, the Ramban goes further. Why is it a kli in our city? Why isn't it a kli? But the Ramban is not meant for permanent use. In Kuchav of the days, Rishi told us pre-Alei, you have a stick. A stick, a plain stick, it's a piece of junk. Now you want to use a stick forever to be a doorstop. Look at why a store for a dollar doorstop. If you have a stick, you just stick it between the, you know, like between the pizza and the door, you take a piece of wood. But you don't want to use this for the shop. You see, so the perfect fit. The perfect fit. It's just an inch and a half thick, and it'll just hold over. I've been using this now for 20 years. I mean, until it wears out. That's called Torah's clear. But sometimes a person is out camping somewhere. He has a need for this Shabbos for a piece of wood for these things and functions. After I've got it, throw it in the garbage. So the Ramban, not going to case, not going to call it a plea, what kind of plea? Going into the garbage, not considered a plea. Therefore, not going to case, the only have is special as dispensation, if you will. I'm sorry?
You think that with more
power,
you don't
think
it permanently?
More
power
or
more power? It's going to be permanently.
You mean use a dispensation every single week? Just keep going. That's what you want to know. Possible. Okay. So the Megan wasn't to make it to a plea to the Maisa Gomer. Make it to a plea. But this special heter, all my books in the Gemara, for the special heter, what do you need? That's all pitiful in the Sugya, in the various Amoroyim, what exactly you need for the special heter. But for the Torah's plea, I will agree you need a nicer gum. That's what he says. Kufkaf, hey. Yeah. Could be. Maybe yes, maybe not. It's just a little unclear. Okay. Now, fine. The Gemara talks about Tzuba Limdu. It's one of the cases of here. Tzuba Limdu by wood. And they were walking in their place, they saw a row of stones. And he said, "So what did he mean? What did he say? Is it Tzuba Limdum or Tzuba Shivshukum? It's a question he meant. If it means Tzuba Limdum, what do you mean Tzuba Limdum? Shivshukum means polish up a little bit. What's Tzuba Limdum? What do you mean? Huh? What do you mean Tzuba Limdum? Set him up. Pile him up. So therefore what? This is my global solution. Some say it means pile him up. This is the mice of gum. It's a greater mice than merely polishing. Some say no. It doesn't work at all, Tzuba Limdum. Only thing it will do is there'll be no need to move it around on Shabbos. It's arranged in the house on Shabbos. You want it to consider a name mitzvah, 100% mitzvah. They'll just set it up properly so when it comes Shabbos to sit here to learn, whatever, we just won't be able to move it at all. I won't sit on it. What's the answer? What's up? Who's going to sit on mitzvah? Who's going to sit on mitzvah? So it's mitzvah. We'll do mitzvah. So we'll sit on it. That's the question over here. That's a rational strategy about it. We won't touch it tomorrow. We won't touch it. We're not going to move it tomorrow. Okay. Other Rishon learned differently in the Sugya of Tzuba Limdum. So my Chalok say Rishon. Fine. Now, this idea of setting aside for permanent use versus setting aside for temporary uses, which I mentioned earlier, which the Ramban used to distinguish from the Sugya. So did it. One is the Maisa Gama to make it a Torah's plea for permanent use. And in another case, it either perhaps less of a Maisa, this is a temporary dispensation. The same distinction is part of other shown in, as well. But the Gemara says back in afternoon, the Gemara talks about Haraya Shel Dekel. Okay? Rav Amar Kosher, Shmuel Amar Kosher, Rav Asi Amar Yosher, Afa Pishlo Kisher, Afa Pishlo Kisher. You have these branches, you want to sit in them on Shabbos. The Rav said to climb up. Shmuel says, no, it's enough to think about it, prepare them for use. And Rav Asi says, just sit on it. Huh? Ah. So the question is, what's the order? Which is the best? Is Rav Asi the most important, the least, is it the biggest mice or the smallest mice? Nah, that's a question. Now, the Ramban, Avi and the Chidushim says that Yosef is the best. Yosef is better than Choshech, better than Chishech. It's better. Why? Because one is Achshav. Yosef is actually a Maiser. A Maiser. The Ran and Tulsa is all the reverse. Machshav is better than Yosef. Because Yosef means to sit down. Chishev means specifically have in mind to prepare. What's the machlokas? It's in the Ran and the Ramban. What's better? Chishev or Yosef? It's the machlokas that we show. That the Ran is the same daf, the Ran of Yom Nun, has the machlokas with the Rashba in the following case. What kind of machshav is necessary over here? The Rashba requires use of the olam. Like when you say chishiv, I want to have it in mind to use it, means forever. Remember that Rambam before? Forever. And the Ran says no. The Ran says just chishiv for use for that one Shabbos is insufficient. It's sufficient. Again, the machlokas of Rishon along the same lines. Now, from here on in, there are a lot of details, which I can't go into now. Look at the sugyas, you'll see some important machlokas in the Rishon, the Chazanish talks about it at some length. And he has a couple of kashas, I think I have to root them on, but it's impossible for me to explain what the details without going through the whole sugyas, so if you want to go through the sugyas, I'll tell you about it. Okay, Allah Palamaisa now. How do we pass? There are all these machlokas in here and there and everywhere. So, the Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin says that in Sifkar Beis it says that you need Yichud L'Olam. Yichud L'Olam. And you have also passing that Chishev works. And the Maaseh Gemara works. And the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion of exactly what helps in which case. Lach LaMaaseh, what helps in this case? This is irrelevant to us. I say, especially in camp, where you have certain sticks and stones you want to use for certain, you have a little bit more primitive life, you have to use the natural elements. And the question of Allah, what kind of things you can use for what? For what? So again, this is very complex, and it's been almost impossible to explain to you all the complexity that I've gone through the entire sugya. So I'm just going to sort of leave it, and maybe one day we'll talk about it with greater length. Non-kelim. What do you do? So I mean, basically, the rush hold of it's enough to have chishev when it comes to farayos, which means branches. When it comes to an even, you need a mice. Basically, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramban's distinction, which you mentioned at the beginning, is purely the theoretical distinction. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the halach. You shouldn't think it's purely theoretical, yeah.
Does anyone need to go into when it's acceptable about the fire
Then they all joke about the stones in Meir Shar, you know, that the Yachas for throwing the buses. You know, the...
Is that real?
I don't know if it's real or not, but they always just said that they're headed into a guy's Yachas with all the stones in the streets to be...
No, but it was
kidding. They would have a game with the stones. Right. Well, because what do you do with it? If you understand, we'll play a game of pebbles. It's a pebble game. Not necessarily. There's different madrigas.
It's nice,
then.
What else do you do?
That's the question. Some possible say there's nothing else you can do about it. It's enough to have miyachah. That's one of the considerations of the possible. If it's possible to do a mice, we've got to do the mice. If it's impossible to do a mice, what do you want the poor guy?
So what do they do
with the Avanai Kurzos? Kurzos, yeah. That would be the Akadema, they would try to shoplift and something. Again, it's very. It's basically more than afternoon. The most of the parish, I just told you now. A double which is la, probably the maise, doesn't need a maise. It's impossible to do maisa. It's too good to perish on that noon. On that noon. Okay? That's enough for the Gemara. Okay. Fine. Again, the Mishkin is just it's very difficult to go through this sugya in detail. It's very complicated. Now I'll go back to something which is more explainable without going into so many details. Back in the Kupa of Gilam and Aleph, which we skipped over before, the Gemara talks here about an important inyan. The Gemara says like this. Haka shetamna b'tevet, haharoa shetamna b'gecholim, v'megula m'ktasa mutl tatla, v'mlapas lo tatla. Arrezna tadoi omer, tofa b'kusha b'karka v'inanaris melein. Omer abu nachan alocha arrezna tadoi. Neim ba nisar ab nachan atzutu min atzad lo shmei tiltu. Hai omer ab nachan hai pugla v'lamao l'amata shori v'lamata l'amao l'osur. The Gemara hodim ar nachan me'ahi. End of the sugar. Very short sugar, 5-6 lines. What's going on in the sugar? What is Tulu Ben Atzah? That's the first question. What does the word mean? What does Tulu Ben Atzah mean? No. You don't touch it. Good shot. You don't touch it. It's an indirect kind of a Tulu. Two times, we'll see soon. Tulu is a kasha. Tintoma, hai pukla heki domi. This is Tulu's kukla of Gimel Dibra Matal Hai. Ibu Menia, my time, the man, the shari, the matal, the malo, ha, filo, the yolo, shari, toshke, and Tulu Ben Atzah. Why what's it called if it's in here? Boss is the dove or hossif. Look at that concept, right? Boss the hossif. The e, the shocha, and there's no other committed in, but know that it was the beginning he forgot. E, the shocha, my time of the man, the hossif, I feel it's a little gamashar, the talk of the talk of Agam Heta. The come out of the parent notel, the mo, shall gabi akar, the talk of the come of the talk of Odin Olo. The image of the Yachavis, Shubin Achavis, Magbiya, Mata, Kosh, 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 if you have something which is not a bus, for whatever reason, say shachar, and you have something which is has a rock on it, a barrel has a rock on it, and the 10 barrels around, and you want to lift this up and move the rock, if you move the rock, what's going to happen? Just smash the other barrels, right? Pick it up over the barrels and then drop it. How come? So the push shot is that knock over the buses. You want to move the barrel. Either by moving the barrel, you're indirectly moving the rock. What means? What's it called? Tilto. You're not tired, right? Tilta ben Atzah is mutter, right? Mutter. Now that the Tilta ben Atzah is of tipping it, you didn't actually pick it up, move it over 10 feet and then tip it. So here he's trying to tip it, in effect. There should certainly be mutter. So what's going on in Sukkah? That's a very interesting answer. The Shloma, the Meniach HaManas Litlai, he puts it there on having in mind to take it off in the middle of Shabbos. Afa Gav de Kishach HaKdami, remember the Tosuk in Beitah, that is it. Only because it's a bus, we didn't call a Shabbos. Quote of the Mechaber. We didn't call a Shabbos. So therefore, it's not considered a bus. Nevertheless, quote right from Beza. We come and come to Tosa, even though it's not a bus. But why will I not be able to initiate Tzach, 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 Tzach? Shouldn't have left it this way that it would require that Tzach, Tzach, Tzach. The Atzamas are clipping. That's the case in Beza that days. Lo Mestaya, the Lelein, Atzman, Al-Gabi, Al-Shulchan. He had no choice. He had no choice. The Tama Mekis in the Perak HaMetona, that's Lun Aleph, Ein Lachosh, Keima de Eshe Meniyur, Dafidu Tzidu Men Atzad Ein. That's Niyur. The Tosa is like a Shiddish Shnitzel over here. They make different Madregas over here. They're saying that if it was Shachach Lagamrei, then everyone agrees everything is Mut. No question about it. Everyone agrees everything is Mut. Right? If, however, it is not Shachach Lagamrei, on the other extreme, if it's Niniyach the Meiyur, then what if it's Kamawad, the Bus, the Dover Asur, the thing is, he can't even get to first base. The thing is, he can't touch the thing itself. So what's another discussion? So what did he move top part? He can't touch the bottom part. In the case of what? Of Shachach. No, excuse me, not Shachach. In the case of Iniyach Shambachati HaShavis, then all of a sudden it starts getting gray. We always thought, I mean, when we were taught in Yeshiva, at the time hell, that Boston's other officer is only the Niyach HaKol HaShabbos, the Niyach HaKol HaShabbos, means it's not considered a bus, it's curious. It should be the same as Shachar. The Tosa thing is totally okay. That's true, the Tosa is the Gabi Wad, the Gabi the bus is thing. But the Gabi, the fact that you're moving the top bar indirectly, here's the distinction. What is the distinction? What's the strong distinction? logic. What's the svar? What's the svar? What's the svar? No. He's like this. Most of you sold Dagadak Mem Gimel, the famous so which you all know, I'm sure. A total man at Tad is also the Tzav of Tavar Hasur and Mutl Tzav of Tavar Mutl. You know what it tells us? Steer how he passes the total man at Tad. So the answer, if the Kavan is to move the Tavar Hasur, then it's awesome. If the Kavan is to move the Tavar Mutl, then it's Mutl. What's the logic behind that? Bosh, it's a double tiltu. The carrying two things, the bottom thing and the top thing. Okay, I'll give you a mushroom, a good mushroom. The carrying two things, see? So the Mishnah Berurah is a take. The Mishnah Berurah is what the take is us. Why am I carrying it? We can't get on what the Mishnah Berurah is. We label this whole double tiltful as carrying the Mishnah Berurah. Right. I want to take that time. That's what I'm going to slide off later. But I really want to get away the Mishnah Berurah. But let's say if I want the take over there, I don't want to steal the take. So that this double tiltful is labeled as what? I'm carrying the take. That's the svar about my toes and that's what I'm giving. Good? So far, so good. Very nice. That we know. Able like this. If I have a choice, the following case. I have a choice. I can either leave the tape recorder, the tape here, next to the Mishnah Berurah, or leave it on the Mishnah Berurah. I had an option. And I left it on the Mishnah Berurah. On purpose. Of course, I had in mind that I was a Rei Ramzan, I went to Yeshiva. So no, I have in mind, and I move it on Shabbos. I don't want the Mishnah Berurah, Chalila B'chas, to become a bus of the Davar Azur. So the parish is mine, I'm going to take it off at midnight. But I had an alternative. Could have just leave left for me to the paper next door. Next to the Mishnah Berurah. Not on top of the Mishnah Berurah. So I had a choice. Okay? I had a choice. Tanakhava says, in that kind of case, since I had a choice to do the tape here and I left it here, so when I at midnight, I don't want to carry this tape in here and move in. No, it's also from the Tanakhava. Why? Because it's I'm carrying the tape out of choice. Sure, I want the Mishnah Berurah. What did why did they even take my time, Mr. Burrow? I had a prayer, I had an alternative. So the other kind of comment said, that's awesome. But not going to be charitable and view this double tilt as a tilt of the Mr. Burrow. Because you should have, who asked you, you're not. You should have left the tape on the side, not on top of the Mr. Burrow. So we're not going to be nice or nice to you. As opposed to the case of Shachar, a different story. Shachar forgot. A different story entirely. Nevertheless, even though we're not going to be so nice to you, to lie to carry the Mishnah Berurah from here all the way there, and then tip it. But still, it's not a bus. It's difficult. I want to look, watch. If I want to go like this, I open my Mishnah Berurah. I got it. Mishnah Berurah. Oops. Tape fell down. This is Mutter, even though he was a nut, and he left it on the Mishnah Berurah, he could just as easily have left it next to the Mishnah Berurah. Whoa, why? Since it falls immediately, wait a second, this, give it a double tilt, I'm carrying it 5 feet, then dropping the Mishnah Berurah, then dropping the lines and the table full off. So all 5 feet, if you want to be nice and treat it as carrying Mishnah Berurah, we shouldn't. But because you are not going to be listening on purpose, even though it's a bus, we're not going to be so charitable to you. So we'll label it as carrying the table. But that's how I'm carrying 5 feet. If I'm just opening the safe, I'm going to open the safe, and once I open it, the tape falls off. You can't call that carrying tape. We don't have to be so charitable. That's why I understood the sources. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay. Fine. There are a few details about the halacha which are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim.